And back to the conversation of looking at the now versus looking at the future, is Jordan Clarke a victim of the club maybe putting too much emphasis, and I'm not saying that's my opinion, I'm just saying it could be a possibility, yeah, putting too much emphasis on the now?
Look, I think my point around this, Sam, would be, and particularly to supporters, we understand, like I'm huge on young talent. I said that to Pete Rhino over the weekend. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's on field or off field in, you know, commercial roles, financial roles, community roles. You, yep, know, you want to unearth young talent. You know, I've enjoyed a large part of my administration career being able to do that because I was given an opportunity when I was younger, both on field and off field. The point I'd make around the younger players is there's no doubt, you know, there needs to be opportunity and the right programs in place. But I look at Melbourne and you have a look at someone like a Nathan Jones or a Jake Melton. They were pushed out of the team because young players were given an opportunity and they performed at the level they're capable of. So, you know, for our players, our younger players, it's a case of you've got to do the work, and then when you do get your opportunity, you do need to grab it with both hands as well and push past some of those experienced players. I think Melbourne have proven that, and they're a great example of that. And so, you know, that's the comment I would make around the Jordan Clarke piece.